Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's have some running on this edition of the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us today. It's awesome to have you on board. And we head back to Sydney in Australia to catch up with Jackie Foley today to talk a little bit about her run. Before we do get into that, don't forget, if you haven't become a patron of the Kona Edge yet, you stand in line to win some pretty cool prizes. Every single month we're giving away an entry into a half Ironman. It's valued at $350 US. And, it's pretty simple to be part of it. All you need to do is become a patron for as little as a dollar a month. You get some exclusive Kona Edge interviews interviews and content that we put up on that Patreon page as well. And for every dollar you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/support. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running now. Jackie Foley joins us once again, based in Sydney, Australia. Jackie, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Tell me a little bit about your running background. You mentioned that during your swim training, some of the land work you did was running. I found a lot of swimmers who come into triathlon who just purely swam struggled with a run, but you seem to have embraced it.
I actually really enjoyed it. I wouldn't say I did anything special through high school. We started doing a lot of stair running when I was in college as some of our cross training to strengthen. And I really started enjoying that aspect. We would run the whole football stadium stairs, and I just really started to enjoy it. I think I liked going out running alone and having kind of a peaceful me time. And we were living in Nevada at the time, and it was sunny, and it just I enjoyed starting my day that way.
You mentioned in our chat about the cycling hill repeats and how the role that's played in developing you as a cyclist. Have you found the same with running? Have hills been your sort of go-to sort of workout to really get better?
They haven't been. I probably should do more of them. Every once in a while I think I should do them, and then I go find a hill and do some. Running is something I always enjoy, just going out and getting lost in my thoughts. And long, kind of the escape for a while is what running has been for me. And I started off not having any fancy watch or even knowing I was fast or anything until I signed up for a race, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's about how fast I am.
Okay. A lot of swimmers have also struggled, particularly when they've transitioned into Ironman, with injuries. Is that something, have you been injury prone, or have you been pretty lucky that you've been able to avoid anything serious?
Unfortunately, I am quite injury prone when it comes to the running and having all that impact on my body. I don't have stable joints. So as I've gotten older, I've had to be very careful with that. How I've managed a lot of it is I don't do as long run blocks anymore. I'll divide a long run day will be two shorter runs. So I'll wake up and do a run, and then I'll come home, and it's like all recovery, you know, Compex on the couch, do some foam rolling, rest my legs, and then just for school pickup, I'll go do another hour run.
I find that interesting, and that's particularly with I know guys who are training for ultras who do that. They split up their long runs morning and evening. You found that's really like made a big difference to your sort of avoiding injury and staying fresh on the run?
It does help because your body doesn't get so beat up that you get horrible form. Mm. I mean, that's part of when you get fatigued, your form just falls apart, and then you become much more prone to injury. So having the two runs, you're able to stay focused on that form and keeping yourself together a lot better.
Quality versus quantity. I mean, you talk about just running and switching off and zoning out. Do you mm-hmm. do lots of those sort of runs, or do you do more sort of high intensity stuff?
As I got more into Ironman, they became much more. The runs did become more focused, and I try to do at least one interval run a week. So that'll and that'll just be 1K hard. And then maybe a half K or a K easy, and try to do some over-unders on goal Ironman pacing.
Is it those sort of workouts that you think have sort of moved the needle for you on the run and got you better over time?
I think so, because initially when I started running, I never did any interval training. So I think being able to add that speed work is going to help improve my run. Yeah.
You also mentioned when you got into running, you ran a marathon before you'd even done a half marathon. Do you run many standalone races? I know a lot of triathletes, the only marathon they ever run is in an Ironman. Do you do much standalone stuff?
Not so much anymore. I did initially post-college before I was into triathlon, because okay. I just enjoyed running. So I would sign up for whatever the local – we never did any big traveling for running, but I would sign up for the local races.
Right, fantastic. And as far as shoes and gear, that's something you mentioned, you run, I think you said you've got a, have you got a Garmin? And shoes-wise, what are you running?
I have Hoka's right now.
Okay. What do you love about them?
Yep. I ran in Skechers for the first Ironman I did, and my feet felt more tired and sore in them, and the Hoka's, my feet aren't aching at the end of runs.
Which is always a win. Cool.
Yes.
Jackie, thank you so much for your time today on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
I'm guessing that the Kone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kone Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. That's it for this edition of the Kone Edge. And before I go, though, another iTunes review. Keep them coming, by the way. If you haven't figured out yet, the reason I read them, because I want to give you a shout-out, but they also really help us get in front of more and more triathletes just like you. So it's almost like our virtual tip jar, that if you left us a review, it just helps spread the message. It takes you a couple of minutes, not even a couple of minutes, 30 seconds, it's done, and it helps us in a huge way. This one comes from Ross W4 in Switzerland, saying, great insight. I love the Kone Edge. Great insight into the world of triathlon. Some really useful and insightful motivation content. Ross, thank you for your kind words. Much appreciated. And from myself, Brad Brown, we'll chat some nutrition tomorrow. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kone Edge.